This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Central Coast restaurant owners have been in a pressure cooker since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Now winter will bring new challenges as outdoor dining continues. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tammy.
How are you doing?
Good.
Tammy Price is owner of Village Cafe in Arroyo Grande. She started off as a waitress there, then took ownership of it about 12 years ago. Running the business by herself while taking care of her daughter during the pandemic has been tough.
I don't even know how to explain how bad it is.
Restaurants in Slo County are currently capped at 25% capacity indoors, so Price had to set up tables outside. While Arroyo Grande supplied businesses with barriers, owners had to buy everything else, from tables, tents, and chairs.
And the weather is not helping. It makes you think, okay, I'd like to invest, get some big tents, get more cover, but that all takes more money. So it puts you in a position that you're just not able to.
Price is surrounded by a couple larger restaurants who have been able to set up heaters at individual tables. Price cannot afford to do that, but she says she continues to do the best she can.
I've made it this far. I'm going to stay here till the very end.
Owner of Little Bits Cafe in Grover Beach, Jason Getz, is also holding off on spending more money on his outdoor setup. He says just getting the patio up and running was challenging and costly enough.
I went up to the hardware store and grabbed some pier and post and lattice and bought as many as umbrellas as I could fight for because they went really fast.
Getz says the colder weather and rainy days will just be another obstacle he has to face this year, but intends on keeping his business open, rain or shine.
This business is all about change. This just happens to be our first pandemic, and we're dealing with it the best we can.
I'm Angel Russell, KCBX News.
KCBX News coverage of California and the Central Coast continues in a half an hour.